deep down in koala country, there is a man named Danny Boy. This boy swam through rivers of Vegemite and fought off dangerous boxing kangaroos so he could be here for you today. It is my pleasure to bring to you Australia's favorite horror show, the Creepy Crap Podcast.
Beware, this show will contain spoilers, swearing, and adult themes. If you want to get it on the socials, you can get it at Instagram and YouTube, all at one word, at the Creepy Crap Podcast. Would love if you could like, follow, subscribe on there. And if you check it out on any podcast app, please follow and give it a 5-star review if you want. Thank you very much.
And now for your host, Danny Boy.
Welcome, Creepy Crappers, to another episode of the Creepy Crap Podcast. I'm your host, Danny Boy, and this is episode 47. And we've got another great episode for you, another Australian horror movie for you. This is Scare Campaign. Have you heard of this one? It's from 2016. It has a rating of 5.9 out of 10 on Internet Movie Database. It goes for 80 minutes, and it is directed by Cameron and Colin Cairns. And they directed 100 Bloody Acres, and a new movie that I only saw when I looked this up, but it was called Late Night with the Devil. It looks good. It's got a pretty good cast, so excited to find out what that is. And if it's Australian horror, I bet I'll cover it in the future. But yeah, Kevin and Colin, they did 100 Bloody Acres, I'm assuming they're brothers, and that movie is amazing, which I'll definitely cover on here as well, because it's so good. I like it. It's a funny movie. So good, so good. It stars Megan Warner as Emma, Ian Meadows as Marcus, he's from Killing Ground, Underbelly, Home and Away, and you've got Olivia De Jong. I don't know how to pronounce that name. It's like De Jongi, but I'm sure it's like De Jong or something like that. It's probably a silent J. It's pronounced jogging. And she plays Abby. She's from The Visit. She's from Better Watch Out. She's in the Elvis movie, bro. She plays Priscilla. That's pretty crazy. And then another name I'm not sure if I'm going to get right, but it's Josh Kwong Tart or Wong Tart. I'm not sure. He plays Rohan / Trent, and he was in Little Monsters, Down Under, Wolf Like Me. And then we've got Cassandra McGrath. She plays Suze, and she's from Wolf Creek, Wentworth, The Wayne Manifesto. She's in a bunch of stuff. She's great. She's only got a small part in this, but she's a good actress. And you've got Sigrid Thornton, who plays Vicky, and this is only a very small part, but she's in Slant. That's a movie that's coming out soon, and she's in pretty much every show that was ever made. Any Australian show, probably a good chance she's been in it at some point. She's a great Australian actress, and yeah, the fact that she's in this for even a little part is pretty awesome. And that's Scare Pain. There's a few other people, but yeah, they're the main cast, and let's get stuck into the movie. But before we start, let's get into the synopsis. So, here we go. Popular prank TV show Scare Campaign has been entertaining audiences for the last 5 years with its mix of old school scares and hidden camera fun. But as we enter a new age of online TV, the producers find themselves up against a new hard-edged web series which makes their show look decidedly quaint. It's time to up the ante, but will the team go too far this time, and are they about to prank the wrong guy? That's the plot of Scare Campaign. It's from 2016, like I said. Let's get it in! Let's get started. Okay, here we go. So, the movie starts off with a guard, and it's the dad from The Loved Ones. If you've seen that, it's a great movie. He's starting his first shift at a morgue. He's kind of getting the rundown and all this sort of stuff. It's like, this is what you got to do. It's just you. And then a body shows up out of nowhere at the front door, and then he takes it to, like, the morgue area, and then you kind of see it come to life, and he's like, oh, shit. And he starts to freak out, as you would. And the dead girl is running around, and he's freaking out because he's like, where is it? And then he grabs a gun, and they're like, oh, shit. And then you realize that there's cameras everywhere, and it's a setup, and this is a whole Scare Campaign type of deal where they get someone there, they call him a stooge, and that they got to set him up and do this whole thing. It's like any prank show. But yeah, he's got a gun and they're like, oh shit, we've gone too far. And Emma's talking to the director, which is Marcus, and she's just like, we've gone too far with this one, we can't do it. And they go to run out because they're like, shit, the girl who's like pretending to be dead is about to get shot. We gotta help her. And then they run there and then they realize that the gun's a rubber gun, and then he just holds it for like making him feel safe and all this sort of shit. And then it's like, ah, got ya. He's like, oh my god, I'm on that show. And they're like, look at his pants. And he's like full on pissed himself, but he's like, oh my god, can't believe I'm on the show, this is amazing. That's just pissed himself. But anyway, yeah, that's a whole deal. And she's like, I don't know, I don't feel good about this anymore, I don't like scaring people and making them feel shit, and we don't know how bad they could react at some point. It's like, yeah, but that's where the entertainment is, baby. But then they realize that there's this whole other show now that's called The Masked Freaks, and we see Sigrid Thornton at this point. She comes in and she's like, the only time you ever see her, she's like the main boss or whatever. She's like, these guys are getting amazing ratings, people pay to actually watch their shows. We do this and we're getting nothing. The ratings are going horrible. We need to step it up. We need to do what they're doing. And they're like, oh, what are we going to do? And he's like, okay, I've got an idea. We're going to go for the biggest scare ever. And they go to this old hospital type mental asylum, I think. I'm not really sure exactly what it was. I thought it was a school first. And like, okay, we've got this guy. We're going to get him in. His name's Rohan. This is what we're going to do. We're going to scare the shit out of him. We set it all up with all the cameras and everything else. And that's what we're going to do. We've got to get masked freaks. We've got to beat them because they are taking all our attention away. And it's assumed that there's only these guys were running the whole scare thing for ages. Now these new guys are coming along and everyone likes them. So yeah, they need something to get the attention back. And they're like, how do we profit from this? So let's, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do the prank. It's got to be massive. So let's get Rohan there. We've got to interview him and like give him the job and all this sort of stuff. And that's basically the whole premise of the movie now, is that the whole thing is based off this prank going massively well. And then they're going to get all the attention and all the viewing because it's going to be the biggest scare they've ever done. And it'll take over the other company. But will it? So Marcus has recruited Abby for this new scare because it's going to be big and bold. And he gets the vibe that Emma is not working out anymore. They're kind of dating, but she's like, we broke up ages ago, but they're still kind of flirty or got a little thing going on where they're kind of on and off, I guess. I don't know. But she's like, we're not together. And he's like, yeah, okay, whatever. But yeah, Abby's the new girl. She's happy to do whatever she wants for a good scare. She's got some vocals. She can scream like a champion. And she's here now to make this new scare really sell because they know Emma doesn't really have it anymore to do it. Her heart's not in it. They're like, yeah, we got to move on. And they hire this guy, Rohan, to come in here. He's kind of already been a patient, or he worked there or something like that. Or I think he worked there, but you get the vibe. He probably also was a patient there because he's really weirded out by it. But they get Abby to show up like a ghost and it freaks him out instantly because, oh no, no. And she just keeps popping up in different areas and like the distance or whatever else. And he freaks out like straight away. Then Emma sees there's a letter open and missing. And it's kind of basically, he's got a knife and she's like, he's got a weapon. Oh no. And she could see how bad he's freaking out. She's like, no, this is what I told you. We can't keep fucking with people's lives anymore. This is not funny anymore. This is someone's life and we're destroying it. We've got to be careful. And Rohan is going mental now. And he's running around and then he finds Abby at one point and he actually stabs her and then she like falls to the ground and she's dead. They're like, no, what? This is just a show. We were just pranking you. I'm so sorry. And he goes, what? Pranking? And then he gets really angry and he runs off and she's like, oh my God. And she's scared, but she's trying to save the others. And they're watching it on the cameras and like, this is good. Cause one guy's just watching it. His name's Dick and he's watching it on big screens and the whole thing's controlled. But yeah, now he's gone mental and Emma's just like, we got to save everyone else. Come on, what's going on? And then Emma's kind of chasing the guy through there to try to find him or whatever else. We see a crew member, Tony, he's dead. And then Sue's, the one who's from Wolf Creek, shows up at one point and it's kind of like, come this way, the door. She goes, oh good, because a lot of the doors are locked now and she can't get out. She's like, fuck, what's going on here? But then she gets grabbed through the door and her neck gets slit and she's like, fuck, fuck. And then she runs off. And she's also noticed earlier, there's a lot of different cameras. They're like, whoa, you really stepped it up for this. That's not addressed just yet. But she runs off and she gets into a car and then she's about to drive off. And then Rohan pops up in the back seat and she's like, oh no. And then she grabs the letter opener that she has, stabs him in the hand. And then all of a sudden he's like, oh, what the hell? This is too far, man. No way. I didn't come here for this. And she's like, what? And then she realizes the big reveal, the big twist is that she's the stooge, not him. He's an actor as well. And the whole thing was a setup just to scare her because she wanted to leave and it doesn't want to be good. So she in a million years would never assume this scare was about her. And she didn't. She's just physically stabbed a guy because she generally thought he was a madman. And it's like, oh my God, we fucked with someone's life. But it's my life. This is bullshit. She's super angry at Marcus now because she's like, you're a fucking dickhead. And it's a classic thing in a horror movie where they've done a whole setup. It's all fake and all this sort of stuff. So now nothing that happens, she believes. She's like, nah, whatever, I don't believe it. But then we also see that the masked freaks have shown up now and it's Marcus and her standing outside and they're up there and he's like, wait, what are these guys doing here? Are you guys trying to do the scare as well? Why are you doing this? And it explains why there's extra cameras that they didn't know about. And we see the guy called Dick, who's like watching everything through a big monitor. He gets grabbed and every camera has one of these masked freak clowns there now. And he basically gets grabbed and then you just see like half his head cut off. And it's like, oh shit, these guys are legitimately coming here to kill everyone off. And then the two of them are just standing outside and the leader's kind of like, we're doing this for viewers. They want us to do this. It's all getting filmed online and they're like, what the fuck? Marcus doesn't realize that they were part of it. They're like, why are you guys here? Are you guys being sent here to boost the ratings? Is that why? Is this like a crossover? Like what's going on? Because we see Rohan's in the back and then he actually gets stabbed in the head and they realize they're like, oh crap. Oh my God, this is actually real. Marcus is like freaking out. Holy shit, these guys are actually here to kill us. We have to get out of here. Because once Marcus finds out it's real, he's telling Emma, it's real. They're here to kill. Oh yeah, okay, whatever. I don't believe you. And they run off. But then by this point, most of the crew has actually been killed for real. And then it's just like, oh shit. So the ones who died previously were only faking it. That wasn't real. Because she sees there's another computer and she's like, oh, okay. And she sees all the behind the scenes of them setting up Abby Abby and all this other stuff. And they're like, oh, okay, is this real or not? I don't understand. Because she meets up with Marcus again, and the two of them are kind of like trying to run away because they realize this is legit. But then you can see like the crew's hanging around, like people's hanging from the roof, there's blood everywhere. Oh my God, these guys are actually killing everyone. What the hell? They get paid to kill people online? This is mental. And they're running around for ages trying to get out. They just can't get away, and this crew is everywhere. But then there's one point where they're basically there. So the leader of the Masked Freaks has Marcus and Emma, and then they're all like, we can't kill us, because they're really leaving Emma alone at this point. Everyone online must tell them what they want to do. And they're like, leave her alone. She's cool. She's got to be last. And he's like, well, yeah, you can't kill us. They're like, no, no, we can kill you. There's no reason for you to get taken. He's like, what? And then he gets hit in the head and they drag Marcus away. And Emma's just like, oh my God, I just got out in time. And she's running away. So Marcus is taken into the room of the hospital, and it's like the cremation room. And then he realizes that Abby was part of it as well. Like, she's with them. And he's like, oh, the double cross. And he's almost like, oh, well played. And they literally grab him, throw him into the furnace, and he just goes in smiling like, oh, well, you outplayed me. I mean, this is entertainment. I'm happy to be part of it. And he just gets killed, just burnt. We don't see him burn to death or anything like that, but it's assumed he's thrown in there. He dies. And then it's just like, he was so happy just for the theater. He's like, he respected that they did it. It was a weird death. I've never seen anyone so happy to just be killed. Like, yeah, whatever. Good work, guys. I'll pay that. I'll pay that. Chuck me in. He just burns to death. And he's just like, yeah, whatever. And that's it. And you're like, okay. So Marcus is dead now. And Emma is just running around, and she doesn't know anything about what's going on here, but they haven't touched her yet. And she's like, oh, okay, what? And then she runs into Abby. She's like, oh my God, Abby, we've got to get out of here. And like, oh my God, let's run. And then they're running away. You can see all the dead crew everywhere. And then they get back in a car and they're like, oh my God, wait, what is that? And they're like trying to get the car started. And then she looks up and sees a camera in the car. Why would that be there? This is a... And then you look over and Abby's just like smiling, and it's like, oh fuck. And that's basically how the movie ends. It's just like Emma realizing that Abby's in on it. She's with the Masked Freaks. They're going to get killed. And it's like, they're not doing a prank show where at the end they're like, ha, got ya. You on candid camera. It's like, no, we're going to kill you if that's what they want. So we don't really know what happens to Emma. It's assumed that maybe Abby takes her back to the Masked Freaks and she gets killed, but we never see. It's left in the loom. It's just a blank ending where it's just like, what happened? She sees a big reveal again. She's like, oh fuck. Okay. So poor Emma. Like, she literally was like, okay, so you already got me once with this whole, you're the stooge, not that guy. And then it's actually legit. So she's like, okay, so I got pranked once. And now I realize at the end, I'm also getting lied to by the only person I sort of trusted again. It's like, fuck, I can't trust anyone. And that's the end of the movie. Poor Emma's been a part of this for years. Like, assuming she's probably right into it at the beginning and she loved doing it, and now she kind of feels guilty. But yeah, she gets pranked. She's the stooge. And then she realizes that the Masked Freaks who kill people online are actually legitimately trying to kill her. It's hard to tell if Emma's going to get killed because it seems like the online community for the Masked Freaks controls what they do. If they tell them not to kill them, they won't, or whatever. I guess they pay to control what happens. So that's essentially, it just ends with that. We don't know what happens to Emma. Every other person in the Scare Campaign crew is dead, and that is Scare Campaign. I'm just trying to do my part to get these movies that people might not have heard of out there to a bigger audience. I don't have a huge following or anything like that. If I can get at least one person to check out a movie they had never heard of before, that's my goal. That's mission complete right there. If one person checks out this movie and they've never heard of it before, I feel happy, and that's my goal. But that's why I chose this movie, but also because I like it. And that was Scare Campaign, and it's ratings time. Here we go. Now it's ratings time. There's four sections with a max score of 20. Will I be cruel or be kind? Only time will tell. So part one is the characters. Were they relatable, realistic, fun, etc.? I've given it a 3 out of 5 because Emma's a nice person. She's kind of the heart of the movie. Everyone else is kind of a dick because they don't really give a shit what they're doing as long as they get good ratings. But they also seem, on the other side of that coin, is that I feel like that would be fun to hang out with. If you're all like-minded and all just doing it for the love of horror, it makes sense. So they're kind of pretty good in that. I gave them that like as a group. That's why it's a 3. But yeah, realistically, if you were talking about how good they were or whatever else, you're like, nah, I don't really like any of them. They all seem a bit cocky. They're all up themselves. They're a bit shitty. And then you don't know anything about the Masked Freaks anyway. So yeah. So 3 out of 5 for characters. Part 2 is the plot. Was it plausible? Enjoyable? Was it a good story? I've given it a 4 out of 5 because it does make sense. They're there to prank people, and the whole new crew is there. Because I was thinking at first, I'm like, oh, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Like, how does this new group know to show up here? Abby. Abby is the connection between that. She's been hired by these guys and then lets them in. Hey, there's a big scare. We can get these guys. Let's kill the the competition. And everything that happens within it, the plot, all seems pretty plausible. You get someone in there because you're like, oh, wait, Rohan conveniently works there. Oh, wait, he's an actor. That's why. And you're like, oh, yeah, all these things are addressed. Everything within the movie makes sense of why it's happening and all that sort of shit. Like, she's suddenly got a conscience and feels bad. That makes sense as well. She's not loving it anymore. She's sick of seeing people's lives getting ruined. They still love it and she wants to get out. So they're like, okay, we're going to fuck with you then. Seems relatable. It seems like we haven't fully left, so we're going to do a scare based off you. So everything in the movie made sense. It was enjoyable to watch. It's a very quick 80 minutes and yeah, 4 out of 5. So part 3 is the quality, the effects. Did it look good? Were the effects good for it? I'm going to say yes. I gave it a 4 out of 5 because everything that happens in it, I was thinking at first when I first watched this like years ago, I thought it was going to be a found footage movie and I was like, oh no, but they don't do that. The only time you see it through the cameras makes sense because that's like from the point of view of the guy watching it through the monitor system and everything else. So you can see little bits here without having to film a whole scene. And you know, that's how movies work and all that sort of shit. Obviously everything that happens in it, like someone hanging, someone getting killed, sliced, stabbed, everything like that, everything looks realistic. There's nothing where you're like, oh my god, that's so cheap and fake. It was good. It was a 4 out of 5. They could have done a little bit more and shown the deaths, but I guess like effects wise it's probably hard. If you got to keep it looking a bit more practical, you can't literally cut someone's head off in one scene without it cutting away. So I get it. It's 4 out of 5. I liked it. I like everything about this so far. Part 4 is the vibe. How did I feel after watching it? I felt good. I've always liked this movie. I'm happy I have this podcast so I can put it out there. So if no one's ever heard of Scare Campaign, they could hopefully check it out. I don't know where you're going to find it. I have it on DVD, so probably pretty hard to find. But if you can, it's worth checking out. But I gave it a 4 out of 5 because I like it. It makes you feel good. I like the whole twist where she doesn't realize she's the stooge. She's sick of it, but they get back at her like, if you're going to leave, we're going to scare the shit out of you. You're going to be our biggest scare ever. You'll never see it coming, which she didn't. And then it's kind of like, you're like, oh, that was good. That was a good little twist. And then the movie keeps going on. There's this whole sense of dread. And then you finally like, oh, at least Emma's finally safe. She's the last one left. And then it's like, oh, wait, what? And then it looks like she's got this grim ending. And I like a good dark ending where she sees the camera. She realizes Abby's part of it. Oh, fuck. Oh, that sucks. And then it's the end. You have no idea what's going to happen to her. If she gets killed, she joins them or they let her go or who knows? Because I feel like she's not going to get let go because she knows too much. What's stopping her from like going, it was the Masked Freaks that did this. Did they? Like, they probably set her up for it. So if she doesn't join them, I'm sure she's going to get killed. It's not a happy ending for her, but yeah, the movie made me feel good. I like it. It's very quick, very easy to watch. And it's just kind of like a whole bunch of shitty people, but for the love of horror, which I can understand, are just ruining people's lives for a good scare, for entertainment, for a show. And yeah, it's a good movie. I gave it 4 out of 5. And that's a total of drum roll. 15 out of 20. So Scare Campaign has got a total of 15 out of 20.
So that's all, folks. That was the end of the episode. That was episode 47, Scare Campaign from 2016. That was another Australian episode. I'll do another one in 2 weeks. Thank you so much for listening to the Creepy Crap podcast. Creepy Crapsters, you're always a legend for listening. I always appreciate it. My name's Danny Boy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'll catch you next week. Have a good one, you beautiful bastards. Oh, love yous.